B-Pod Studios.
Getting hard to keep track of all the things in this story, Dan. That would be Robert Kraft being involved in the day spa in Florida. Yesterday, we talked about a story in USA Today. You have the. I love how you have the printed.
I keep files
that up for the.
Keep files
for the television viewer.
You probably get excited when you stay at a hotel and they have that free
Friday,
USA Today outside.
Yeah, Friday edition of USA Today.
Yeah, still have it.
And I didn't see it in print. I'm actually, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, Friday's got the big spot
of text. There was a lot online.
For those of you watching on the simulcast.
Let's see.
It's right there.
Front page.
Love and a loss sparked Kraft's lie before scandal.
This was a front page story. On every hotel room door.
Big time.
Across America Friday morning. Because no one buys that paper.
No, it's free in the hotel. It's $2 if you buy it, which I do.
It must be completely subsidized by the hotel industry.
Oh, my God.
Like Marriott International is, might as well buy the newspaper at this point. So it's a front page story, but the quotes that stood out to us in that story, Dan, and I'm wondering if that is what stood out to you in the story, is the quotes from his lifelong friend. You heard this?
Yes.
You heard me yesterday?
I'm confident that in a matter of weeks, things will come out about that. This guy. What's this guy's name? The kindergarten friend? Or the lifelong friend?
Yeah.
Coleman. C-O-M-E-N.
Coleman.
Yes.
Mr. Coleman.
Attorney in Boston. They grew up in Brookline together.
Right. So he is confident. Stephen Coleman, that is.
Yes.
A lifelong friend. That something will evolve in the coming weeks that will make this appear different than how it already looks.
I would love to see that, as Joe Pesci said in the movie. I mean, I just can't imagine.
You don't feel Ted that way?
A little bit? But he says something going to come out that'll make it clearer. Like, I don't know.
Do you know what I think is going to be possible? What is possibly that angle?
Tell me, Beetle.
That there's a relationship, a pre-existing relationship between the people at the spa and Robert Kraft.
Oh. Okay.
That's the angle.
Okay.
It's just a guess. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know.
I like it.
Pool boy from the Breakers? I said, oh, yeah. I seen
it came out of nowhere
area.
And all of a sudden was talking
beach toys.
Days after.
I saw the beach toys. It's been going on for years. He likes having curvy Asian women around.
Oh.
Who are the women?
Might be them. Could you imagine if that's them and they've been hanging out?
I don't even know. I'm not suggesting
but
that is necessarily true. I'm just suggesting that would be the claim.
Okay.
That, in fact, the relationship is not one of a business type. It is a personal relationship, not a business relationship that he has with the people working at the spa.
I understand.
I don't know how many people will believe that because, well, for obvious reasons. But that's what I think that angle could be that starts to get played. And it's not only a PR thing. It would be part of a legal defense.
Well, isn't the ultimate legal defense here like the NFL, which is independent of legal defenses pretty much as we've seen over the years, and that legally this is a small matter, misdemeanor, et cetera, whereas the league...
Well, it's a small matter if you're willing to accept the charge.
Right.
It's not a small matter if you want to fight it.
Right.
And the appearances right now are that they want to fight it. He wants to fight it. Why would you hire the attorneys that he has hired if you weren't fighting it?
Everybody but Cosby's guy. You know,
I mean, they've got everybody.
The big guns.
But
big guns.
That, to me, signals that we're going to see some sort of development. I'll take Stephen Coleman's word.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be from the prosecutors, right? They're not going to come forward with something that makes them look better. Who's it coming from? It has to come from his side.
Yeah.
One of his lawyers or someone representing him.
Do we think there's any risk to have this much of an aggressive defense on a relatively minor legal issue?
Not unless you think you can get this thing thrown out.
What about the provocation of the prosecutors in Florida who might feel like they're being made to look like stooges here?
Well, they do have the video in their possession.
I would be a little, you know, again.
They have it? Do they have him on video?
Well, unless they totally lied about
they had complete fabrications.
You're going to go after them
and press charges on them.
We haven't seen one little snapshot of that video.
What does that mean?
Him walking in or him
so therefore it doesn't exist?
No, I'm just saying, who knows? Who knows? Could you imagine if the video does not even exist?
Well, then you prosecute the prosecutor.
Yeah.
They lied.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would say. If they filed legal documents indicating that it's all on film.
Right.
So I'm going to assume that it is on film and that it hasn't been leaked out because they're doing their job of protecting that film that is not for public consumption at this
longer,
point.
Longer, like you want this to go away and then you want time to start, you know, just getting past it.
But here's the thing, Dan. You're saying, is there a risk? I don't think there's a risk, but I also think that the PR damage that has been done likely can't be undone with winning in court.
I would agree with that. I think that sort of damage is done already, and we referenced things that have changed a little bit in the life of the owner. There was an event last week the Navy SEALs had in New York City that he was disinvited to, according to the New York Post, unless that was a fabrication of some sort.
That is what the New York Post said.
And then the piece that was fairly, I would say, very positive piece in USA Today, which I still have a hard copy of in front of my eyes here, they talked about the Genesis Prize Foundation, which is the equivalent of a Nobel Prize in Israel, which Bob Kraft is scheduled to receive. It says in this article, the Prize Foundation didn't return a message seeking comment, but has signaled it will proceed to honor Kraft. More recently, the Israeli newspaper reported this week that an advisory board member for the Genesis Prize has stepped down, citing her disappointment with the decision to proceed with the honoring of the Patriots owner. So, I mean, again, these kinds of things, and then there was the New York Post thing about the Navy SEALs event last week. You know, I don't know how you get that stuff back.
Well, you've also, I mean, your paper reported today that Senator Ed Markey is planning to take a donation that was made by Robert Kraft to his campaign in the amount of $3,600. He's going to turn around and donate $3,600 to a group that is fighting human trafficking.
Right.
So those types of things are going to continue to happen, which are bad PR, right?
Absolutely.
Those are bad PR hits when stuff like that. I mean, you've got a U.S. senator who's out there putting the name out there. Furthermore, pictures get published today in the Daily Mail. They've been all over
the story. Lots of chase here, Beetle. Man,
right? So they've got the pictures now, and as an aside to the pictures, there is a report that is mentioned in this story as it relates to the health inspection of the facility at the Orchids of Asia. Which meant that apparently a picture that was taken by health investigator Karen Herzog, she noted that the spa was safe and hygienic outside from some wear and tear on massage tables. However, she included several images of a fridge that was stuffed full of food. And the fully stocked fridge was apparently part of that report that raised some suspicions about people living there.
Right.
And about it being something more than just a day spa.
There's that. And then there's that goofy story about the former owner who's been photographed with the president.
And then there's this.
This one is like so out there.
NBC News. It's all you Google today. It's every news outlet has it. Key House and Senate Democrats have asked the FBI.
Counterintelligence.
And Director of National Intelligence to investigate an ex-spa owner, Lee Yang, and her relationship with President Donald Trump following reports that she created a business that may have sold access to the president. Yang also founded a chain of massage parlors in Florida that were recently raided in a prostitution and human trafficking sting that resulted in the arrest of Robert Kraft. They're asking for a full-blown investigation of the founder of the day spa for selling access to President Donald Trump.
Yeah. The New York Times and Washington Post are all over her. I mean, because the pictures that she actually watched the Super Bowl with the president.
Yes.
So the whole thing connects.
And took a selfie.
Yeah, that's too good. You know.
Do you think that helps or hurts PR-wise in this game of PR?
It looks. I don't think it's good.
I think it sort of helps.
In what way?
This is how. If you're going to suggest that all these people all knew each other and have pre-existing relationships.
Like how long they known each other?
Oh yeah, everybody knows everybody. Yeah, well, yeah, I know the founder, and I know that I know these
They're
two women,
well.
And we have a relationship,
well.
And it sort of speaks to the, people, we all know each other. All these circles of very wealthy people, we happen to know the people that run those spas.
Yeah.
Actually, we're in a relationship.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Yeah, what a story. 617-779-0985. So that's the latest update. That's what we have for info for you today.
Have the Patriots put together the Palm Beach police report in context?
I don't believe they have at this point.
I think it's time for that.
I don't believe they have
Based on everything you're telling me now, they should have the police report in context.
Dan's date's coming up at 12:50. Wanted to get your thoughts on Isaiah Thomas at the Garden last night, Dan. I found the whole scene.
I'm so sick of him.
Okay, we'll get to that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, yeah, Isaiah, who
Here
has to play.
I told you. You could just tell by the way Mike Malone was talking. And he wanted Isaiah in this game. Pretty cool moment.
You're sampling.
No, not a cool moment. Prior to the game video, cool moment. That's like putting the kid that is team manager, in the last home game of the year on Parents' Night.
Pretty cool moment.
Really?
Look,
hey, kid.
Reduced to that.
Go ahead and put the little kid in. I actually feel more bad for him
this
now.
This situation is sad.
Thank you.
That's what it is. On Celtics fans, I'll just eating it up last. But yay, IT. Pathetic. He shouldn't be giving his tribute. Good for him. He gets his tribute. But he just takes it too far, of course. He comes in last night, and you knew it right out of the gate because during his pregame warmups, he's already wearing the green and gold shoes, which he then keeps on for the whole game.
It's a look at me moment there. Yeah.
But why? Because these, you know what's crazy is that these were the shoes I was going to wear when we went to the finals.
Yeah. I kept them.
I hung on to
it. I had a bunch of these, but these are original ones.
So he called Danny Ainge last summer. He's wearing the green shoes. He's talking about how great Boston was. He has the balls to say, yeah, we would have probably won a championship already.
Yeah, we would have probably won a championship already.
Right.
It was tough when it happened because, it was out of nowhere. And I was hurt. Like I said earlier, I was able to play off the bat, off the trade. I think it would have been easier for me to, get through that. But I don't hold any grudges. I'm through it. Things happen. Everything happens for a reason, and I'm just glad to be back healthy and back playing.
Yeah, you're not holding the grudge because you're begging back in. You're hoping they come after you and sign you. He wants to come back here, Dan.
Ugh.
And he loves Boston so much. This is where I think people get confused. They just think he just bleeds green. He just loves the Celtics, Dan. You know why he loves it? It was the peak of his career.
It was the good days.
It was when he was treated like a star, when he was the central figure of a team, when he was capable
of
playing well in a playoff game and scoring 53 points and had a great moment when he did that. And, well, that was great for him. And he hasn't been able to come anywhere close to that since leaving. And so he's trying to recapture whatever it is that he had here. He is. And that's what he's clinging to. And that's why he comes out with those foolish shoes last night. That's why he's out there saying the things that he is saying. I just wish that people wouldn't mistake that for him just being such a great team guy. Oh, he's just all about team. Well, he's on a team now. They're the second best team in the Western Conference. They're not mathematically eliminated from being the best team in the Western Conference. And
he doesn't play.
He comes out on the road. He doesn't play. He's played in 9 games. He played last night. And he's going into the Garden with his team. And he shows up wearing the sneakers that match the other team's uniforms. And he plays with them. What the hell kind of team guy are you? If you're on the Nuggets last night, you're looking at it like, what are you doing?
What do you think? They don't
What's
get it?
Wrong with you?
You don't think they get that league and what that league is? It's an individualistic league. It is what it is.
Okay, well, then he is not different from everybody else then.
Of course he isn't.
Then he is not different from you know, Kyrie Irving or any other superstar that wants it to be all about them.
When he was here,
and that's my point.
When he was here,
he's not different.
He told you to back up the truck so he could get his.
The Brinks truck.
He likes Boston because he played well here and he thought he was going to get paid here.
Yep.
And he's trying to recapture that, which is why he'd be willing to come back here.
It ran its course like 2 years ago. I'm so done with this and have been. You know, again, it was nice having you. The whole thing, when the team wasn't good enough to win a championship, you were their best player.
But,
you know, good times. Thanks very much for the service.
Patriots have played in two Super Bowls since he played here. We mentioned yesterday.
Like, in Celtic history.
Red Sox won 108
games. He goes down is really, he's not even in the top 20.
No.
Of top 25 players they've ever had. I mean, there's so many guys, and not to mention the Raptors.
But you quickly turned the page. I mean, none of that from last night that reminded you of how this team used to play, where they sort of dropped their you-know-whats and hit the floor defense. No.
Because that team, I mean, they were...
The team never had a chance to win.
The little engine that could. It was admirable, the whole thing like that. But, no, I'd rather watch this year's team.
There you go.
Even though they're, you know, Jekyll and Hyde and all that stuff like that, because they have the talent to beat the Warriors by 33 on the road. They have the talent to get to the finals. They have the talent to win the finals if you actually... If everything went perfect and all that sort of thing. They didn't have that before. They were more noble and all that stuff like that. But when your best player is Isaiah Thomas, you're not going anywhere. That was obvious the whole time he was here.
Isn't that the unfortunate reality of his situation?
Right.
Which he doesn't want to hear.
No.
He doesn't want to hear that.
He's your best player.
Because in his mind, you know, they would have won the championship already. No. He just needed another crack at it. That's all it was.
You know, I mean, do you remember when the deal was made? There were people who would rather have Isaiah Thomas than Kyrie Irving.
Which is insane.
There were. Nobody'd say that now, but they were out there. Like, oh, IT, oh, IT, my ass. We don't, you know, forget it. Really, sorry. that was bad. No,
it's all good.
It was just, it was overdone. And again, the Celtic.
The fact he played a little pickup game down the street?
That was nice. Emerson College, loved those guys. You know, it's good.
Fun player. Yep. Enjoyed watching him.
Nothing bad about it.
Right, but come on already. Enough.
Ran its course.
Enough. The only thing that should have gone down last night was the tribute, which I say give it to him because that's fun for everybody. Yeah. It's fun for the player, fun for the fan. He waves, thank you guys, appreciate it, and that's it. It's over. But it was all the side stuff that I should have realized was inevitable.
Oh, God.
The inevitable nonsense.
It was deep. Wading deep in it.
Wading deep. Waist high.
Yeah.
Waist high nonsense last night.
I mean, really, like, who gets celebrated?
Put the full fishing trousers on there, you know?
Really, like around here, in this era of championships, who gets celebrated like that did win a championship? I mean, nobody. I mean, you know, everybody's won championships. Not Isaiah. Why do we care anymore? It was nice.
I don't know.
We don't care.
In the era of winning championships, why is it that he gets that tribute?
Why do the Celtics get involved with these tribute videos?
Because everybody gets them now.
But you're different.
Everybody gets them now.
They say it's different here. They said, you know, it's about history.
Yeah.
It's about the banners. It's about the rafters. Everything.
Everybody gets it.
You know who didn't get one? I was there when Kyrie Irving returned to Cleveland the night Haywood got hurt. There was nothing.
Oh.
And that was I think he said, no, thank you. And he got. He hit the most important shot in the history of the city by a mile. And he went back there the first night. There was nothing. He just played his game.
Now we're looking at a sign in one of our monitors in the studio. A fan last night at the game. I didn't even know this existed. Thank you, Josh, for putting this up. There's a fan who was at the game last night holding a sign that says, Celtics, trade Kyrie, get IT back.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That's a nice sign, though. It's got the glittery green.
Takes some time to make
writing.
That.
Why is Kyrie in red like that?
He's the devil.
That is. Isn't that sick?
Yeah.
That is twisted.
Scarlet.
Kyrie's name is in red, like this really burning red.
Like bad.
Like he is bad. Like that red that you associate with the devil, with bad things.
IT is Celtic green.
That is messed up. Yeah, you're an idiot fan. Whoever it is, I can't see who you are, but you person, I think it's a guy. You with the sign, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, it's so bad. It's so embarrassing. Embarrassing to the fan bases of Boston.
That takes some balls for a fan to walk
with a sign like that. You idiot.
It's on a level, like, remember the Ray Bourque Stanley Cup parade?
We've talked about how embarrassing that was.
That was bad. When you look back, that was bad.
But at least it was Ray freaking Bourque, right? At least you're talking about a Hall of Famer who had spent, 15 years here.
Right.
It's a little different. A little different.
It's in that, you know.
And a guy that played on teams that couldn't get there because, you know, the team was cheaping out on putting talent around him.
Right.
Wasn't his fault, but still, I agree with you. That was embarrassing. Yeah. Let's get to your calls. I see calls on AJ Green, Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, bring them.
Robert
Give
Kraft.
Me AJ Green calls. I want the AJ Green
calls. Yeah. Hayward. Talk more about Humphreys.
Yeah, we'll get to all your calls next. And Dan's dates at 12:50.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
See that advertisement up there on NBC Sports Boston?
Is that Talking Baseball?
It's a new show, Talking Baseball.
Talking Baseball.
Who's on that?
You're going to have the Terry Cashman open?
I think I'm doing
one?
That tonight.
You're doing it?
Yeah.
Shut the front door.
It's called Talking Baseball.
Hey,
no longer the baseball
with,
show.
Lou and guy used to work here, Rich Keefe.
That's your show?
Tonight. Yeah, baseball.
That's it?
I believe so.
Oh.
I believe that's the show tonight.
Oh.
8 o'clock right there.
Good luck with that.
Like Thank you. Hoot. Yeah.
Sounds like a hoot.
There we go. Open with this. This really brings him in. Reels him right in.
Get the younger crowd.
It's like the...
Yeah. Bobby Thompson
had done it. Yeah. And Yogi read the comments. Oh, where's the Red Sox version? Where's the Boston like version? Rock and roll
was being born. Sometimes I listen to this and try and think of how many people I've known.
There's a Boston version of this.
How many of them are dead?
It's like a dog whistle for old baseball fans. Right? What?
Just lost Don Newcomb. The Nukes.
Double outside. Blowing the horn to get everyone's attention. What? They're talking baseball.
Triple.
Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. Yeah. Terry Cashman. I've got him in my Rolodex. He's in my phone book. I can call him during the break if you want.
Nope. You guys going to do any news from the fort tonight?
I don't know. You know, it's Comcast. They'll give you a lot of warning.
It's time for news from the fort.
How do they know about the penis and Cracker Jack?
The penis and what?
Peanuts.
Peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Peanuts.
Don't make fun. I gave you the scoop about the sponsoring of Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, by the seafood shack.
How'd that go over down there?
True.
Does that really go on down there?
Well, I talked to Sam Kennedy and I said, do you have one for up here? He said, not yet, but you'll be the first to know when we do.
Oh, boy.
So why do you have a sound of a drawbridge?
Oh, it's a foot. It's a foot.
To all the potential sponsors of Sweet Caroline, let me offer you some advice.
Do you want your place of business to be made fun of?
Oh, I like the graphic.
Here's my advice.
It's like
don't
F troop.
Buy something else.
To the parapets.
Buy another part of the game.
Can somebody sponsor to not play it? That would go over well.
Oh, that would be brilliant.
I want a copy of that fort.
The Red Sox would never go for that. You like that?
I want to screenshot that at next break or something like that. I want that. That's good.
Oh.
Looks like F troop at the parapets with Corporal Agon and Vanderbilt. Tower's falling.
Looks like a perv behind a fence. I'm just not. Looks like Napoleon. Hey, here, Tina the llama. Come here. It's time for dinner.
That thing is great.
617-779-0985. Let's go to your calls. Mike in Mansfield on AJ Green for Zoe. Go.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So the guy behind the glass, what's his name? Jim?
Jim.
Jim Louth.
Jim Louth. He's in there eating right now. What are you eating, Jim?
Well,
what about him?
Did he really say AJ Green's a Hall of Famer?
He said he's on pace to be on Hall of Fame.
dude, can you do us all a favor? Like, just stop chiming in. Honestly. Like, you're behind the glass for a reason. Like, he's literally not even close. I mean, if you mean Hall of Famer for quitting, I totally agree there. But, you're behind the glass for a reason. Like, can you seriously?
And you're on the phone for a reason, which is why I'm hanging up on you.
Really?
I don't like your call.
Okay, he can have his opinion.
I don't like it one bit.
What, have thick skin, Jim?
Wait, it's your show now.
Not okay.
Please. Please.
Look at Jim in there.
If you want to call and debate the point, tell us why. Tell us why. Tell us things about AJ Green quitting.
I mean, Tom's getting...
I hate that. My take is your take sucks, and it's because you suck. Well, where's your take? Are you going to offer some sort of rebuttal? You're just going to tell me I suck.
I want a Jim.
Anyone can tell me I suck. That's easy.
I want the Patriots to trade for him because I want to see all these people pull 180.
It's going to be great.
I don't want to see it.
It's going to be great if they do it. I told Zoe yesterday, I said, I can't stand him. I think he's a quitter.
I do too.
I have no interest in this diva type of receiver.
There's one thing you guys know about me, I call it like I see it.
But he's better than Philip Dorsett. He's better than anything else they've got on the outside.
But is that what we're going to do with the Hall of Famer?
Okay, the question is, does he make them better? Does he make them better if they were to trade for him? Your answer cannot be no to that question. It's a yes or no question. The answer can't be no.
I mean, I would assume so. Who's he?
Oh, that's generous.
I
assume he's better than Philip Dorsett.
Boy, would you rather have him or Hogan or Dorsett?
How much better than Brandon Cooks is the question. Because Brandon Cooks is something you can really compare to.
Not much.
Same, probably.
I think he's better than Brandon Cooks, but I think he's soft like Brandon Cooks.
Yeah. Right.
I think they're similar players.
Yeah.
He's not Humphreys. That's all Zoe knows.
I'd take Humphreys over.
Okay.
I'd take more of a grinder.
Coming around.
I would.
You would take a player that you don't know, that you don't remember ever playing over AJ Green.
Yes. Yes.
But he's glad that he went to Tennessee.
I saw Humphrey stats.
Because he's a bum.
Gee, does this offense operate downfield and out towards the boundaries, or do they operate over the middle of the field within under 12 yards? That's the money hole. Dink and dunk. Boom, 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 boom.
But AJ Green is good for this. When you match up against a crappy corner, he's great for a home run ball. I mean, he's great for that.
That happens every week.
My whole point was that I want AJ Green. You don't want AJ Green, but his numbers are great. But you don't want the guy on your team. That was the whole point.
Yeah. All true.
You know what he would do? Stupid teams will put their one on him and leave their two or three on Edelman. And Burkhead. Or James White in slot. You know, that's how you'd win. He'd come here to be a decoy, not a weapon.
Right, but if you hit some of those long passes with him, he becomes a real threat.
Yeah.
It's a perceived threat is what it is.
Oh, he'd probably look so good in camp. He'd be like, remember?
Oh, wow, he'd be a camp superstar.
Like Cooks.
Like Cooks. Cooks' camp was unreal.
It was unbelievable. It was like McVay. I'm like, hey, you see Cookie on that drag run, that strike route. He's so fast, huh? Jared? Yeah. Hey, how about Bortles going out?
But
to,
Cooks
Rams?
In camp was good on everything. He was good on short routes.
Oh, my God.
He was good on intermediate rights. He was good on everything.
He broke guys' legs on double moves, on double posts.
Right, in the back of the end zone.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't believe some of the stuff he was doing.
Almost knocked over a broadcast table with the Woody. Did you say he was running by everybody? And we're like, this is going to be awesome.
The guy behind the glass, what's his name, Jim?
The guy behind the glass. I need a T-shirt.
Dude, can you do us all a favor? Like, just stop, like, chiming in.
John's in the car. John, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
What's
up, John?
Not much. First time, long time.
What do you think about that guy behind the glass, Jim?
Yeah, he's not too bad.
That's what I thought. So, go ahead. What do you got?
Yeah, no, he's fine. Shaughnessy, yes. I really enjoy your journalism, by the way. You're a dying breed, and I appreciate your critical analysis on things. So, when this whole Robert Kraft thing came out, I remember there was a little tidbit. I don't know who said it, but I remember hearing it on you guys' show that there was supposed to be some other big name that was bigger than Kraft. And maybe you guys answered my question a few minutes ago when you brought in the Trump stuff. Maybe that was the other name. But did that other name ever come up or come out?
Not really.
No, and I think Adam Schefter said that.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. It never came out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I just wasn't sure.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, it's good talking to you, John.
All right, John. Thanks for the call.
See you, pal.
Yeah, we never really got that bigger name.
No, never.
Hasn't developed. Has not materialized.
No, everyone else on that list, I'm sure, was happy that Bob Kraft was on that list so that their names were not prominent.
I mean, there were prominent businessmen on the list, but not people that we know that have public profiles.
Like nope.
Maybe people that, you know, people that are in the business world.
Sure.
No, but not in terms of the high-profile stuff like Robert Kraft. Let's get to Dan's date, shall we?
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Damn it.
I'm a Dapper Dan man.
And now it's time for Dapper Dan's Dates of Distinction.
Good Dapper Dan.
Okay. Today, March 19th. And it's time now for Dan's Dates of Distinction. Dan, what do you got today?
Look, we said okay like you were in Fargo.
Wow, tax time's coming.
Okay. Good. Okay.
Okay. March, as we know, is not one of the stronger months.
Why is that? Wait a minute. Why?
It's just not. Think about it. Nothing ever happens.
My kid's born in March.
It's the worst.
Actually,
month of
you
the
know
year
what?
For
I, can right I here. Bring up a date from yesterday that I saw?
Oh, the 18th? What?
Yesterday, I saw it on local television that it was the 29th anniversary of the heist at the Isabella Gardner Museum.
Wow.
You got, you got a theory on that, Dan?
I
don't know that we've ever asked you about that.
All these years have gone on. We still don't know. No, I do not.
No theory?
You think it's that woman with the spas?
Who?
The woman with the spas who's in with Trump?
No, I don't think it's her.
Okay.
No.
Nothing new on that.
I think it was your boss.
I actually think it could have been a bunch of amateurs that did it.
Really?
Guys that didn't really know what they were doing.
I think it's John Henry in on it.
Where are those paintings now?
Well, they may have panicked and destroyed them.
Ooh.
Because if you never want to trace back to you, what do you got to do?
Yeah, you can't sell them.
You can't sell them. Yep. You can't figure it out. You got to destroy them. Throw them in the fireplace.
What's that?
So I think they might be lost forever.
You've been good with the theories today, Beetle.
It's
I
just
like
my
that.
Theory. Fine. Started to think that a little bit. Okay. It's uninformed, but, yeah. You know, that's my theory.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Today is March 19th. Birthdays on this day. Ruth Poynter of the Poynter Sisters is 73 years old.
Almost
today.
Bought her house.
Almost bought her house.
Get out.
So yeah. Almost bought her house.
Come on. Yep. Do you know it was Ruth?
I didn't know it was her. I didn't know. But it was the Poynter Sisters' house.
Yep. They are
Green Street and Rentham.
See if you know this name. They are cousins of Paul Silas. Beetle, you know who that is?
Yep.
He was a Celtic forward.
Yeah.
And, you know.
But way before my time.
Oh, yeah, way.
Jump.
70s.
For your love.
Yeah. The Poynter Sisters were all related to Paul Silas.
Damn.
Where was, what state was the house in?
Rentham. Oh, Rentham. It's in Massachusetts.
It's right by me.
Yeah, down in the woods. It had an indoor pool, right?
Indoor pool, disco. Indoor pool. Had an indoor disco.
How was it made known to you that there was a Poynter sister involved?
Because the people
went
selling
the house.
I looked at it. It had a nice, like, four detached garage with a
part of the selling point,
it.
Dan. Any you could buy the Poynter
like
sister's house.
Bedrooms.
Any
it was awesome.
Records on the walls or anything like that?
No, it was like party out in the middle of the woods, man.
Staged it, yeah.
Gate and everything.
Okay, well, that's good. How old do you guys think Glenn Close is?
67.
She's going to like you. She is 72 years old.
Wow.
Today. Should have won the Oscar for The Wife, by the way. Not a great movie, but should have won the Oscar.
For what? The
She was the wife in The Wife. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about...
Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction.
Yeah, yeah. That was back in the day. Harvey Weinstein, his birthday is today.
Oh.
How old do you think old Harvey is today?
Don't know.
Yeah. He's
60.
I'm going to go
65. 67.
Okay, you got it. 67.
Yep, there you go. Bruce Willis, what are you going to put him at?
Ooh, I'm going to put him at 62.
71.
He's 64. Yeah, looking good.
I was close.
He looks 60 when that movie that people think is a Christmas movie, Die Hard, came out.
Yeah.
He looked 60 then.
Clayton Kershaw is 31 today.
Good luck with that deal.
Making the big dough. Stuff that happened on March 19th.
Stuff.
In 1918, Congress passed the first law establishing daylight savings time. Now, how do we feel about that?
Keep it year-round.
Okay, just stay where we are.
Stay on the time we're on right now.
Stay where we are.
Yeah.
A little dark in the morning.
It's going to be very dark in the morning.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, I like it's going to be nice, like, next couple nice days that we're going to get in the next 2 or 3 weeks. You're going to be able to hang out outside, maybe throw the grill on. I did grill on last night.
I kind of like the early darkness.
First time I fired a grill on.
I like the early darkness.
That's because you're a dark person.
No,
it's because you're strange.
It's because you're demented. I mean, come on. That's why.
I don't know why.
You're the guy who hates summer.
Good evening.
Anyway, that was started in 1918 on this day. In 1931, on March 19th, Nevada governor signed a measure legalizing casino gambling. So it goes back to 1931. That was a popular move. Good thing for Nevada. Kept in golf.
I think the mafia had quite the influence on that.
Might have been some lobbying.
Bugsy Siegel.
Yeah, how that goes for it. On this date in 1953, the Academy Awards ceremony was televised for the first time. The greatest show on Earth, not turf, Earth. Was named
I thought the greatest
picture.
Show on Earth was Barnum and Bailey.
I think it was a movie with Jimmy Stewart, but I don't know who was.
They don't do that circuses anymore, right?
No, the circus is gone.
That sucks.
Has left the building.
My
1966.
Kids used to love the circus.
This is a big thing in NCAA tournament history. 1966, Texas Western.
Oh, yeah, they made a movie about that.
I think, what did they become, UTEP?
Texas El Paso.
They were Texas Western. Davey Latin was one of their best players. They beat the Kentucky Wildcats 72-65 to win the NCAA championship. The contest, especially noteworthy, was that Texas Western became the first basketball team to start five black players in a national title game.
Glory Road was the name of the movie.
And who was the most famous player on the defeated Kentucky Wildcats in that game?
What year?
1966. Pat Riley. Very good. Nice going, young man. Wow, how did you know that?
I've seen Glory Road a couple times.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, the cover of Sports Illustrated.
There's a pulse. There's a pulse.
Yeah. No, he just God, it's like Jack Ruby just came out of the side there. Boom. That was good. It was just his voice came from nowhere.
Who was that? Hey, we got a tweet regarding him and Sarge, didn't we, Jim? What was the tweet regarding
somebody said he sounds like Sarge on Valium.
All right. I'm running late here. So other stuff that happened on March 19th, 1967, televangelist Jim Baker resigned due to a sex scandal involving Jessica.
Yes, Hahn. Didn't they just make a show on that?
Yeah, of course.
I couldn't look at his wife.
I think they just made a makeup in it.
Yeah, that was bad. Eyelashes is disgusting.
Like one of those puppets. You know, she was like
not even a puppet. You know? A puppet yeah. you like, you want to hold, you want to play with. You don't want to do anything with her.
On this date in 2003, President George W. Bush ordered the start of the war against Iraq.
Nice.
On this date in 2013, Pope Francis officially began his ministry as the 266th Pope. I wonder how many popes you could name out of the 266.
I don't know. Mike Francesa did the best play-by-play on the Pope. When they were renaming the Pope, and yeah, I remember if it was a white smoke.
That was a long segment.
So we have a new Pope.
On this date, 1991, the Kansas City Royals waived Bo Jackson. That was after his injury with the Raiders.
I remember that.
On this date,
a hip injury, right?
Yeah.
Horrible. Couldn't move.
Looked like nothing when he did it.
Remember when he tried to play baseball after that, and he's running just limping, and it felt awful.
And in Red Sox history, two things happened on March 19th. Carlton Fisk signed with the White Sox after the Sox were late mailing out his contract. A Haywood Sullivan buffoonery. And in 2008, which would be 11 years ago, I was down there, they called off the spring training game, which was on national TV, because they were going on strike because they weren't paying the coaches to go to Japan. And it was a bleep show down there, and Larry Lucchino got involved, and we all flew to Japan later that day. But they had a work stoppage because the coaches weren't getting their dough for the trip, and Francona ended up giving his dough to the coaches. That's how
good
they
for
solved
him.
It. You know, that's the kind of guy he was.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I know. Lucchino was not a happy guy that day.
Well, he was. Never mind. Yeah. All right.
Overtime, Dan.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I got to go.
All right.
So I'll see you guys on Monday.
Yeah. All right. See you a day early next week. Yeah. Dan Shaughnessy with us next Monday here on Zolak and Bertrand. You'll have more of this great show coming up in 90 seconds after these headlines with Sarge on Valium.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.